Oh, dear God, in the name of your wondrous Son, Jesus, we just thank you so much. Lord, what a tender God you are. What a moment this is. Lord, you're dealing with lives. Lord, there's decisions to be made today, and they all end up in one place, and that's Jesus. Lord, let us know that it's Jesus. Let us know that you're the answer for everything. It's your love, it's your grace, it's your peace, it's your might. It's all found in you. And Lord, it's so simple. You said, come boldly unto me into this throne of grace. And we're here this morning because we have asked in your name. And you're in the midst of us today. And Lord, your wondrous Spirit, fill us. Fill us with the goodness, the fullness of God. Anoint your vessels today. Allow us to receive the agape love. May it flow forth. May it magnify you and you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank you. Praise God. Well, here we are, brothers and sisters. Another Passion Week, I guess they call it. I'm thankful they do. But I hope that it would be a Passion Day every day for you, knowing Jesus Christ, the very lover of your soul. But if the Lord tarry over this next 7 or 8 days, He's placed upon my heart two, I believe, such precious bridal thoughts. And, you know, I'm finding out more and more, it really is like that gold vein they used to look for back in times past. You know, all them prospectors looking for all that wealth and gold. I'm telling you, we're on a vein, brothers and sisters. We're on it. We really are. And it leads right to the mother lode. And God is revealing that to those who want it in this day and age. Praise be to God. But I'd like us to open our Bibles today to Matthew chapter 21. And we'll begin reading from the first verse. That's Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught you, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them. And straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Now, for those who may not know, this is the Palm Sunday story. This is Christ's triumphant return to Jerusalem. The prophets foretold of this moment. The victory palms, the crowd's cheer of Hosanna, which means save us. And just think, these same people that were crying, save us, within a week's time, would be crying, crucify him. But for the grace of God, there go we. I hope we understand that. I hope that we understand it is His keeping power. Now, in this text, brothers and sisters, there lies so many truths to glean. But today the Lord has laid upon my heart one, and I think one very special one. And something that I believe is overlooked time and time again. And it's that second animal, that little colt that you'll see there. And they start talking about it in verse 2. Now you see, the other four Gospels, brothers and sisters, they speak of this triumphant entry. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John all speak of Jesus coming upon that donkey into the city of Jerusalem. But it's only here in Matthew that it mentions this second animal, this colt. And what is so precious here, brothers and sisters, is that the only time this type of processional occurred was in weddings, and specifically in Middle Eastern weddings. The groom would enter upon a donkey, and the bride would follow upon the colt. Now, you may ask, and I've had others ask me before, well, why here? What is the significance of the bride at this moment and on this day? And I have to tell you, the Lord has quickened my heart to respond, it's not just this day, it's every day. That bride is significant to Jesus Christ every day. She's been on His mind, brothers and sisters, since the beginning of days. You think about this wonderful Word of God from the very beginning. Whether it was the wife for Adam, whether it was the bride for Isaac, whether it was the cherubim in the Holy of Holies, the Shulamite there in the Song of Solomon. How about the hind's feet in Isaiah? Could you think about and rejoice in the four living ones there in Ezekiel? And brothers and sisters, because time would not allow us, we could march all the way through the Gospels. We could go through the epistles. We could just sit there in Revelation like the Lord had us doing some time past. And you know what? She's been there. And she's always been there. It's always been the desire of His heart. She's always been on His mind from before the foundations of the universe. And it hasn't stopped. She's still on His mind. Praise be to God. But I look at this story, brothers and sisters, and I see these palm wavers. And I believe that they remind me of these palm wavers in Revelation 7. If you know the Word of God there, it talks about the innumerable company that will be there someday before the Lord, observing His glory, saying salvation to our God. But yet, here's that little colt with Him that I believe you find in the fourth chapter of Revelation. The four living ones, right there in the midst, tied to Him, with Him, in the very midst of the glory of God. Yeah, there's some deep stuff in here, but praise be to God, I believe the simplicity of the gospel will bring this forth to us. But you'll see that this innumerable crowd was crying and cheering salvation to our God at this time, while she was just passing there in silence. Nobody really knew what it meant. Nobody really took notice to her. And brothers and sisters, I pray to God that that is you. I pray to the Lord that we would be that meek and humble one that is following at the feet of Jesus. There's plenty of Marthas around, and praise be to God for that. But I want to take the better part. I'm encouraged to encourage you to take the better part, to take the very best part, sitting at the feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't care what the world may think. I don't care what the world may say. Other Christians can be awfully critical too. You seem to be awful quiet, son. You seem to just be content to sit at His feet. You couldn't give me a better compliment. You couldn't give my Lord and Savior any better praise than a vessel that's just content to say, Lord, Thy will be done. I'll sit at Your feet anytime. Praise be to God. But you'll ask the question maybe, why only here in Matthew? In the book of Matthew, why do we have it only here that this colt is seen? Well, the other Gospels speaks of Him coming upon that donkey, but does not include that colt. Well, as we know, the Word of God tells us that these Gospels are four different visions of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Matthew speaks of Christ as the lion or the king. Mark speaks of Him as the calf or the servant. Luke's view of Jesus Christ is as the man. And John sees our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the overcoming eagle. It's all precious. It's all marvelous. But as we look into this, why here do we only see this bride with the king. Well, brothers and sisters, I have to tell you, I think it's marvelous how perfect the Word of God is and how perfectly fitting it is. Jesus Christ will wed His bride someday. And the Word of God specifically tells us that it'll be at the time when He is taking the throne from His Father. And yes, the King will have His queen. Praise God. See, I think that's precious stuff. See, He's in the details. I hope by the grace of God that we are led to be in the details of Christ. It's wonderful. Praise be to God. I hope that as a pastor, to be a teacher. Absolutely. I think a pastor has to be a teacher. I think a pastor by the grace of God needs to be a preacher as well too. But if we don't learn and grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, what are we doing? What are we doing? The truth working effectually, building that faith up in us, that most precious faith that God is looking for at this time. I'm telling you, that's the miracle of miracles, that in this day, in this age, that He is getting a people ready for His name's sake. How automated we talk about this life. How we have about every convenience that there ever could be, ever could imagine. Whether it's the travel that we have or the computers that we have. And you hear man saying, what need do we have of God anymore? They become vain in their own imaginations. And you can feel and probably have received the ridicule. Oh, you're a Christian? You believe that Jesus stuff? And I hope you say, more than ever. And I can't imagine that you don't see it either. But you know what? They have eyes and they see not. They have ears and they hear not. And Jesus Christ, it's evident today. You look at this world, and let me tell you something. If you don't think that you need a Savior today, you'll never think you need one. It's time. It's time to get serious about the things of God. It's time, by the grace of God, to allow Him to allow you in faith to buckle down and rest in Him and say, Lord, I want to grow up. I want to quit wasting time. I want to get on, praise God, the praise and glory train that's going to meet Him in the air. And I really do want to be with Him in the air. Praise be to God. But in this, brothers and sisters, the Lord has encouraged us to visit upon three precious thoughts of this bride that we see here. And the first one is she follows Him. When are we going to quit leading the Lord, we think? We're not leading God in any way. He has called us to follow Him. And here she is. Praise God. She's not just following Him. She is actually tied to Him. This is following Paul as he followed Christ. There's no agenda here but Him. It's you, Jesus. I want to give my life to you and you alone. I want you to take me on. You're the only one that's going to take me on. God help me from myself. But she follows Him. She rejoices truly that He has the reins of her heart. The Word of God tells us where He leads, I will follow. Is that true? He's leading. His sheep know. His sheep hear His voice. If you're a Christian here today, you hear His voice. You hear His voice as much as a Moses, David. He's there for you. And He's calling out, and He's calling out to His sheep, come after me. Come after me. Hallelujah. To know that where He leads, I will follow, that it is not of man to direct His steps. And brothers and sisters, the Lord's dealing with me every single day, just like He's dealing with you. And He said, son, do you really want the ordered steps? Do you? But Lord, I don't know that step. That step seems pretty unknown to me. In the eyes of the world, that step might bring poverty. It might bring ridicule. They might call it defeat. But Lord, You have a step right there laid out for me before the foundation of the world that is the step of good work. of working your righteousness, praise God, into the mature man of God. Am I willing to take that step? That step that might be something that's against my family. A step that might divide me from those who I've known for years. A step that even in my own mind, Lord, how could I be going that way? Everything that I was born and raised and bred and maybe even genetically in me, it doesn't want to go that way. But are we truly after, brothers and sisters, today? Is it worth it? The steps of Thy will be done. See, we're talking about a time here that Christ is pressing. There's an intense love that's going on right now. Jesus is going to have a bride. Yes. And she comes out from among that body. Just as in old time, there was the camp. And He said, come out from among them. Come out from that camp. Worship Me. Do we want that? Do we want to come and be in communion with Jesus Christ? No matter what it takes. No matter if I leave my familiar friends. No matter if I leave my mother, my father. You're not worthy to come after Me if you're not willing to leave. And see, I found out with Jesus, which is the most precious thing. As He's wooed my heart to come after Him, He's given me even more love. He blesses my life so. He allows me to have compassion. He's given me a relationship with my children that I've never had before. He's given me a sweetness with my wife that I didn't have last week. It's all because of the fullness of God. He wants that in our lives. He is for that in your life. But God, help our unbelief. Everything I think about this world presents itself against the things of God. I've often got on my knees and I smile, but yet sometimes I'm serious. Lord, what were You thinking of putting us in? The prince and the power of this air, this earth, is none other than the devil himself. But yet that's where God put you. That's where God put every one of us. To show the magnificent power, the mighty working of what His Son can do in you. How awesome to think. You talk about against all odds. You think about the strength and the might and the power. But it's all given of Him. See, I look at that and I think, well, Lord, it is finished. See, that's the thing that we got to keep looking back to. Praise be to God. We're celebrating a time that He willfully went into this. Willfully giving of Himself. That's why I can't even read that passage without breaking up. He went in there for me. He knew He was going to die. He knew that He was going in there to take my sin. And He went in there joyfully, willingly, lovingly. And His wife was there with Him. Man, what a God. God, help us to see it. It's so evident. I pray that whenever we look to the Scripture, I pray whenever we look to Him, that that vision just enravishes your heart. That there is a rapture divine that grips you and says, Lord, I do want it. I want it more than anything. I understand what David said. My soul pants after You. There's nothing more that I want than to see You. Than to be with You. Than to look into Your face. I appreciate the streets of gold. I'm thankful for the crystal sea. And I praise God for the mansion because You've got it there for me. But it is You. It's just You. It's just being with You. But see, we're never going to come to that, brothers and sisters. until we allow Him to take the lead in our life. Oh yeah. That's the fight of good fight of faith for every single one of us, is allowing Him to take the reins of our heart. Really letting go. Say, God, these are Yours. I know Your steps are right for me. Get me away from my unbelief. Get me away from the path that I think is right, that I know is only going to lead to destruction. We have all been there. We all know that. But for the grace of God, I'd be there today over and over and over again. But there's something about that love. There's something about His wooing. That if we'll be still and know that He is God, you'll give that to Him. You'll see in those scriptures, yes, it's hearing the Word of God. And you're going to hear that today. But as you get to hear that, you'll start to believe Him. Yes. And more you'll take, because there's reins in every part of your life. I know I've got just one life, but I'm telling you, I got a team of horses out there. And it doesn't make sense for me to hold one of those horses back from Him. I don't want one step out of whack. It's got to be that way. It's a narrow way. But it's the most joyous communion there could ever be in His way. I gave Him the reins of my life. And I'm telling you, I know it's going to be a joyful finish. I'm giving Him the reins of my life. And I know I'm going to be a winner of Christ. I know you see it too. I can see it in your heart. I'm looking at souls today. Souls that are being readied. For a moment, when you say, I do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
But brothers and sisters, these are the steps of Thy will be done. They are. Nothing less. The steps that truly lead to the midst of the throne. Holy Ghost inspired steps. Enlarged steps. Knowing that He is for me. Praise God. Here's another one. No one noticed her. Do you get bothered that nobody notices you? I hope not. Really, I hope not. One of the greatest detriments to a Christian life is thinking that we need to be seen. She's meek and lowly. The only thing that's magnified in her life is Him. Yeah. She's altogether transparent. The only one that receives the attention is the wondrous Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's all glory be to Him. Do you see that moment? She has decreased to the extent that she has vanished into the glory of God. That's a mighty place to be. Have you vanished? Is it a cry upon your heart, Lord? Let me just vanish into Your glory. You know what the calling of that is? That's Christ in me. That's Christ in you. And the Word of God says that is the hope of glory. I appreciate what God's doing. I'm thankful what God's doing. There was a time in my life I did seek that attention. To think that what made me a man was being known by my prowess. My creativity, my imagination. Huh? Oh no. Lord, I got to decrease. If I want Your best, I got to get out of here. If I want Your best, by the grace of God, when I walk into a place where they only see the glory of God there, would they see only what Jesus Christ could do in a life? Lord, is it that that I'm looking for? I don't care what your age is here today. God help you, young people. Get rid of it now. There's a lot of hurt and a lot of sorrow you don't ever have to go through. You can let it go today. You can say, Lord, make me the mighty man of God today. You can say, Lord, build your glory in this vessel today. It's just so awesome. The transformation into the mature sons of God. And you know, off they go. She's just the apple of his eye, wasn't she? Never left that sweet communion, did she? Uh-uh. Lord, you go ahead and lead. You guide us on. Had a sweet sister tell me about that word guide. I appreciated her sending me a little note. You look that up, and you'll find it refers to the word dance. And it's the truth. I'm thankful to God being reminded again of that. When you're ever in the right dance, there's only one lead. And it best be Him. Lord, I'm sorry all those times I've stepped on your toes. But you never said a word. You just kept looking in my eyes and said, oh, I love you, honey. You'll let me lead someday. Man, He's romantic. I don't mean to be silly. I hope it's real to you too. But I just can't get Him off of my heart. He's beginning to apprehend my life in ways and in depths that I just have to embrace Him back and say, Lord Jesus, I love you too. I love you too. He's bringing home a goodly pearl, isn't He? Hallelujah. Could it be us? Praise be to God. Well, finally, brothers and sisters, she's one in His suffering. We know it. She willfully knows Him in His suffering. In the power of His resurrection, and praise be to God, she's going in that day being made conformable unto His very death. Yeah. Lord, I'm just going to tie it up to You and You're going to take me on. Praise be to God. See, I don't have to bring on the sufferings. I just, by the grace of God, surrender to Him. Allow Him to take the reins of my life. And it's going to be the way of the cross. It's going to be that way. It's going to be a mighty way. It's going to be a way of sorrow, but there's going to be a joy in it. See, I don't sorrow the way the world does. That doesn't have any hope. And praise be to God, I'm abounding in hope more and more each day. That as those sorrows and those sea billows roll, I understand the purpose as we've been rejoicing in that study of Peter. The purpose of the suffering, Lord, is that I may grow up into You in all things. In all things. Praise His name. But see, there's no doubt, brothers and sisters, when we go out on this journey, it is going to have the testing, it's going to have the sorrow. But notice here, she willingly goes. Those temporal sufferings, brothers and sisters, even though that we know that they are not joyous for the moment, that glory to be revealed cannot be compared. She has said in her heart, I will go. I'm persuaded, Lord. You've ravished my heart. Hallelujah. I'm willing to go. Yes. See, only that love can do that. Only God can do that. The mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is her suffice all the way along. To win Him is worth every cost. The way of the cross, brothers and sisters, is sought out joyfully, lovingly. She willingly submits herself to His leading because the joy that is set before her, she will take up her cross. Now I ask you today, what testimony? What witness? Praise the Lord. In gleaning just little bits here and little bits there out of the Word of God, what will we do with Jesus today? Yeah. What will we do with Jesus this moment? I'm sure there's ones that are visiting here today, and yes, I'm just crazy. I am. I'm crazy in love with the Lord. He's caused me to be that way. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you how. He sent the Holy Spirit. He knocked upon the heart of the doors of my heart. He said, "Son, I got something to show you." And He showed me a lover of my soul, of my heart. And I pray, God, this moves us today. You know, this week I had somebody talk to me and say, "Brother, why do you say so much about the Bride of Christ?" Could I even explain it? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm persuaded. I had a couple brothers that went before me, a Paul, a Peter, Brother Hill, Brother Copley. Got some dear brothers and sisters that are about this life at this time that they know. They're magnificent testimonies of this glorious gospel. And you know what? By the grace of God, I'm going to put you in remembrance every time I see you. We're called. We're chosen. You're not here today by an accident. Oh no. There is more purpose in putting you here at this moment than you could ever even imagine. You could never fathom it. God's going to have eternity to even tell you, to explain to you the love that He has for each and every one of us, that He put us here at this moment to hear His message. This is His message of His absolute ravishing, inspired, divine love for you. And I guess as we go, the last thought I'd ask you, have you ever received a love letter in your life? I'm talking about a love letter from somebody that you were in love with. Nothing better, huh? Nothing better. Oh no. And did you want just one? I'm greedy. I wanted as many as I could get. I ran to that mailbox, I'm ashamed to say. Every single day I looked for a letter. Thank God most of the time I found one even. And I married her too. In that Word of God, brothers and sisters, are all the love letters and more than you could ever imagine. And He's persuaded my heart to say, "Lord, I want every one that I can get." And there's nothing more exciting than as He reveals another and another and another and another and another. And He gave me the sweetest visions again this week in Him. "Lord, when is that last one going to be when I read and I look up and I'm looking into Your eyes? What a moment that's going to be." And it's not a maybe. This isn't, "Well, we're just seeing if it's going to go." Oh no. I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Yeah. There's a boldness growing. It's all in Him. But there's going to come a time when I'm going to step into forever. And I do believe by grace I'm going to thank You, Lord, for taking the reins of this life. It was worth it all. Hallelujah. And I'm going to just settle down into the exceeding riches. Oh, the exceeding riches. Right there in the midst of it all. Of His love for me. Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for the invitation into the very heart of God. Help us not to delay. You've encouraged us to redeem the time. May we come out from among them this moment. May we hold that fast which Thou hast, that no man take Thy crown. God, help us to cherish the wooing words of Your love. Join me. Join me as my wife. An embrace that will go on throughout eternity. The brightness, the glory, the fullness of God. We thank You for it. We praise You. Help us to believe, and the effectual working power will perform it in that day. In Jesus' name, amen.